USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers at The Ohio State University have announced a new strain of coronavirus that scientists haven't seen before. They say it's similar to a variant from the United Kingdom, and that it will likely make the virus more infectious. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the discovery of a new strain in the U.S. means that vaccination distribution becomes even more critical. He tells CNBC that if the variants gain a foothold here, we could see a perpetual infection heading into the spring and summer.
The vaccine is really our only backstop against these variants taking hold. They're not prevalent here in the United States right now. The UK and the South Africa variant, based on the reporting that we have from the sequencing work that we're doing, but they're going to build very quickly. And if we can't get more protective immunity into the population, we could be facing a situation where we have sort of perpetual infection heading into the spring and the summer as these variants get a foothold here.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A team of researchers from the World Health Organization has arrived in Wuhan, China, to try to track down the origins of the COVID pandemic. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
And the United Kingdom has banned flights from South America and Portugal over fears of a new variant of coronavirus emerging from Brazil. UK nationals will still be allowed to return from those countries, but will be required to quarantine for 10 days after arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Senate considering when to take up articles of impeachment against President Trump, there are still many questions about what House Democrats hope to achieve by impeaching a president with less than a week left in his term. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
Let's be honest. This is not an impeachment. This is a no-confidence vote by the Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House. And that's, we can call it what it is, which is essentially they don't like Donald Trump, and they put their vote on the record. But this is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose is to have President Trump be the only person to impeach twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to Americans suffering from the coronavirus pandemic, and entrepreneurs who are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.